Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, director of jpostradio.com. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
This week we're going to talk about Lech Lecha, the beginning of the story of our father Avraham, really the beginning of the story of the Jewish people. There's a great philosophical question that's raised in this week's parsha, one that really affects much of the thought of the Western world. God appears to Avraham in a dream, and he tells him, your children are going to be enslaved and afflicted for 400 years. But the nation that does that, I will judge them, I'll punish them, and then I will take the Jewish people away from that affliction, out of that nation, and return them here to the land of Israel. That's the dream. Both Maimonides and Nachmanides, Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon and Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman, the Rambam ben Maimon is in the 12th century, and Rabbeinu Moshe ben Nachman's in the 13th century. They both raise this question. If God told Avraham that there's going to be a nation that's going to enslave them for 400 years, why should that nation be punished? They're just doing God's will. And based on that question, the Ramban says, they overdid it. If they just would have enslaved them and given them a hard time, that probably they would not have been punished. But since they took the children and mortared them in the walls and threw the boys into the Nile River, and all of the extra afflictions, that's what they were punished for. That's a very hard concept to deal with, because he seems to justify that the Egyptians had the right to enslave the Jews, but they just went about it in the wrong way. Maimonides says a very interesting idea. He says that the Egyptians had the freedom of will whether to do it or not to do it. God never said which nation would enslave the Jews. He just said that it would happen, much as an actuary can predict that an insurance company will have to pay out, a million policies this year, but they can't tell you which million, who the million are. So too, God says there'll be a nation that will, an empire that will arise, that'll have the power to afflict people and enslave them, and they'll enslave your children. But we didn't identify, God didn't identify who that nation was, so the Egyptians had a choice. In a further refinement of Maimonides' idea, Rabbi Meir Simcha Kohen of Dvinsk, the Meshech Chochma, says as follows. If you look at the verse in the Torah, there's no language of commandment whatsoever in the verse. God is just telling Abraham a story. And therefore, no one was commanded to enslave the Jewish people. God is just telling him a story. And that story in no way influences a person or a nation's right of choice. And therefore, the Egyptians were punished, not because they overdid it, as the Ramban says. They were punished because they had no right to do it. They were not commanded to do it. You have no right to enslave other people. You have no right to kill other people. You have no right to torture other people. And that's what they were punished for. Now, all of that has great relevance when we think of the Holocaust, or we think of all of the other disasters of the 20th century that continue into now into the 21st century. There are people that say they're doing God's will, right? And it's not God's will, it's your will. You have the power of choice. God does not command you to do any of this. In a world that believes that God commands you to kill innocent people, in a world that believes that somehow all of this is justified, so then that world is really skewed, really sees it wrong. And so therefore, by studying the ideas of the Rambam and of the Meshech Chochmah in this week's Parsha, we can take, I think, great moral lessons for our society and for ourselves as well, and realize that none of this is God's will, so to speak. God can tell the story, so to speak, because he's omniscient. God is above time, so there is no future for him. So he's telling you a story as though it's happening now. But there's no justification. There's no excuse. Pharaoh doesn't have a right to say, but I only did what God told me to do. And that is a great moral lesson for us, and I think one that should be assimilated within us when we look at the world around us and at all of the events that occur.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wein, on Parshat Lech Lecha and the idea of free will.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.